trust in something. Your gut, destiny, life, karma, whatever. This approach has never let me down, and it has made all the difference in my life. Steve Jobs. You have to trust yourself to rise above being vulnerable so you can become a victor and not a victim. If you are vulnerable, it is simply because you have given your power away. I'm not suggesting that you create fences and walls around your emotional security. No. Rather, I am suggesting that you begin to create emotional stamina and stability in order to reveal your authenticity so everyone understands the rules of the game. Emotional intelligence is at the heart of the matter. It's your life, and you must teach people how you want to be treated. Period. Many times, we will go out of our way to seek approval in order to gain acceptance. But this is the onset of relinquishing your personal power. What's the cost? Everything has a price, and the price of approval is stress and anxiety. You don't need it, and it's time to dump it. How did we get into this approval jail, and how do we get the key to get out of this jail? It begins with a decision to change your life incredibly. You see, it's this conflict issue that always stifles approval seekers. Approval and self-esteem are two sides of the same coin. They are codependent and are continually trying to build each other up. Begin taking proactive steps that will engage people by teaching them how you want to be treated instead of allowing them to manipulate you. You will no longer be emotionally vulnerable as you are now authentic and proactive.